Yeah, I'll make it again. Yeah, very rare I get a chance to make a video here. But I was just thinking, I mean, a lot of people don't like me because I'm not racist at all. Even though I made it clear that, yes, white Europeans must protect themselves from this deliberate weaponization of immigration, which is intended, according to all statistics and the Kalergi plan, which lays it out in detail, to exterminate or replace white Europeans, both. Obviously, clearly, it's extermination and replacement. So I'm not racist, but this has nothing to do with racism. Japan and Germany are the natural communities, organizations, nations, that they are the natural rulers of this planet, this natural leaders of this world. The world should have been divided between spheres of influence of Germany and the other sphere of influence of Japan. Japan was the natural leader in Asia, and Germany is a natural leader in Europe, which includes Great Britain, which would have been merged quite easily. France would have been merged quite easily into a greater German Reich. So that Western Europe, even if the nations were autonomous, would have had the natural leadership of Germany, and Asia would have had the natural leadership of Japan. Can you imagine the amazing progress we would have made? If there were no Jews in the world, America would not have become involved in World War I or World War II. My book, The Cult, proves that beyond a doubt. And the reason Japan was forced to attack Pearl Harbor was because Jews got America to put oil embargo on Japan. It's even in the movie, the Hollywood movie. They even admit this. So if it hadn't been for Jews, Japan and Germany would have won the war. There wouldn't have been a Second World War because the First World War would have ended in the victory of Germany at some level. At the very least, there would have been a peace in which Germany was given its full entitlements and rights as a nation, which had been denied it, and its influence, sphere of influence. Like I said, there are natural leaders in the world. There are communities or ethnic groups which demonstrate superior organization ability. And you may be ignorant, and you may not be aware of the need for things like eugenics and euthanasia and things like that. But if you look at the world as it is today without those things and see the results and compare them to the world that we would have had, I think you will have a much more open mind to some of the policy of the Nazis. And remember that the National Socialism and the Japanese system would have evolved after the victory. So it wouldn't have been exactly as the propaganda predicts. During wartime, you have to have certain propaganda. Hitler wasn't racist, but during wartime, it's necessary to fund the economy, to expropriate the wealth of the Jews, and it's necessary to keep them apart and put them to work. The work-labor camps and expropriation of wealth were necessary during the wartime because Germany was at war with the entire world. And the same with Japan. If Japan and Germany had been treated, given their rightful place, if Jews had not intervened, then Germany and Japan would be the natural leaders of this world. And it would be a much better place. And I'd be very interested in anyone who has a reasonable, serious argument to counter that. Because just look at Japanese society. Look at what Germany achieved under National Socialism. And then compare that to Germany today. And Japan, I have to say, is the only country that's been allowed, because that rabbi said the Japanese are not slated for extermination because who's going to make the sushi? He thought he was very funny. But they're not Amalek, yeah? So Japan has been allowed to prosper more than other nations, but if you look at my videos and read my books, you'll see that the economic wrecking of the Jews has economically wrecked Japan, yeah? Japan and Germany demonstrated their superiority by being the premium exporters. But they had to either trust the entire world, which is controlled by Jews, that there'll be fair trade, that they could export their goods and import the raw materials, or they could engage in war and occupy the lands where the raw materials were to ensure there would be free trade. Every nation where Germany was involved benefited from German occupation. Okay, excluding Russia. But there's no way of knowing what benefits would have even come to the Russians. There were millions of Russians who joined, who wanted to join the SS Europa Division. Yeah, there were more Russian volunteers for the Wehrmacht and more Russian volunteers for labor programs than the Germans could actually take. So anyway, just for those people who aren't happy with me because I'm not racist, I'm still not racist, but one, this is an emergency. We must shut the borders and we must protect Western European, white Western Europeanness. Western Europeans just happen to be white. It's not about racist. It's about Western European Germanic, for me, culture. And the same for Japan. Japan needs to be free of the American occupation. And Japan and Germany need to have free trade in the world because this is a way that in a world with free trade, the superior groups, the superior organizations, the superior nations get to demonstrate their superiority and they get to gain the influence and power which is rightfully theirs for the benefit of everybody on the planet. Okay, ciao for now.